Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Okay, here we go, sports fans.
Afternoons on the Score.
Tom Rinaldi, you're on the Bears sideline. How are they feeling about this rivalry?
Well, Aaron Andrews called it spicy. It's a big week. We know how important this rivalry is. That was Ben Johnson's first message this week, directly echoing what he said 10 months ago in that opening presser. But he told us that when he interviewed to get this job, George McCaskey, the chairman of the Bears, stressed the importance of this rivalry to him. That's one of the reasons it was in his mind and one of the reasons he made those comments, guys.
Obviously, when it comes down to the wire like that and you're on the losing side of it, it's disappointing.
Well, that was a heck of a football game. Got to give the Bears a ton of credit. We knew that was going to be a tough challenge, and it was exactly that.
Really close at the end, but give a lot of credit to Green Bay. They made a couple more plays than us.
Blitz coming. Love has time. Floats one. Watson. Touchdown, Packers. Love loading up. Going deep. Down the field. Has a man. It's caught. Touchdown, Bo Melton. Love on a play fake. Quick throw. Watson with the speed.
That's a really good football team. We got a lot of respect. They got good talent and good coaching. Caleb Williams, I mean, he is a tough guy to sack. And he made a ton of big-time throws tonight.
Play fake. Williams looking, throwing. It is caught. Touchdown! Oh, Olave Zaccheaus!
We're fortunate that we made a play when we needed to at the end of the game. But, you know, it was a back-and-forth battle, particularly in that second half.
And it all comes down to this fourth and one.
Bears team, they showed a lot of fight today, KB. That was a valiant effort. Hell of a football game.
There's a handshake, and Matt LaFleur's Packers take over first place in the NFC North.
You know, our guys do a good job of taking, you know, our lumps from this. We'll learn from it. We'll make our corrections, and we'll move on.
You or Ben say anything to each other, or was it just a blow-by handshake?
Oh, it's just, I think, quick handshake. I mean, we'll see him again in 2 weeks. So
cram it up your cram hole, LaFleur.
The official adventures of
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons 2 to 6 on 670 The Score.
We are glad that we are your choice on a Monday after the Bears play. And what type of Monday is it, Speegs?
It's a Plumbers 911 Football Monday presented by Busey Bank and Great Clips. The Bears were the number one seed in the NFC.
Now they're number 7.
They're number 7. The Rams put up 45 points in the afternoon slot, the late afternoon slot.
Spent 1 minute talking about the Seahawks this year.
Woo!
Not 1 minute.
Dude.
And they are problematic.
Yeah, they really are. That Seahawks defense is outrageous. Maybe we'll see them in the playoffs. That Seahawks defense, since that game against the Rams when they got exposed, the defense has forced 8 turnovers and allowed a total of 9 points in 2 games.
Can we make a at some point this week, can we put in a segment where we just talk NFL?
Yeah, just like other NFL.
Because there's stuff,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, it really is. There's a lot of stuff.
Is the Kansas City thing over?
Might be over.
Feels like it's over.
That was the longest active streak in pro sports, 9 straight divisions in any of the pro sports, and now it's over.
Because Travis Kelce is just kind of out there now. And,
mm-hmm.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a 2-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
We'll do it later. Now let's talk Bears and Packers.
Let's do that.
We have not turned the page yet.
No, because there's a lot of stuff in that game to discuss. You know, my process, like I'm taking notes as we go, as I know you are, Lawrence, and then I write like sort of broad strokes if there's like things I want to get to. And I wrote in the first half a couple times a version of, the quarterback is the difference early. Like their guy, and it didn't end up being the entire story of the game because Caleb was magical in the second half.
But in rallying them and bringing them back, yes.
Absolutely. But in that first half, like when that Bears offense could do very, very little and Caleb was inaccurate and maybe Ben didn't run it enough and everything like that. But Jordan Love had all kinds of touch on several different passes and then made big, big plays on those two early touchdowns in the first half.
He showed some special stuff and he goes through these fits of efficiency. And last year, what was it, like an 8-game streak where it was like 15 touchdowns and 1 interception.
Yeah.
And he's on one of those right now where he's very efficient. That the interception was like, where did he think he was throwing the ball?
That was really weird. It was really weird, and the Bears couldn't capitalize, and that sucked.
But the other quarterbacking that he did, the winning from the pocket, the winning pre-snap, the recognizing coverages, and then offering a play that's going to take advantage of the covers that the Bears are in, and maybe Jalen Johnson is hurt still. He only played 66% of the snaps yesterday. Maybe he is still trying to figure out where he fits because that the Melton touchdown, it looks like he kind of got lost and also may have been like, wait, there's a seam player here too, so I might need to check up on him.
Mm-hmm.
And then Jaquan Brisker is like, please somebody help me. That guy is wide open and I'm supposed to be on the other side of the field.
Yeah, there's a couple things to touch on in there that Tom Brady can help us with. As we talk through Jordan Love and the Bears defense and figure out what was what. On the Melton touchdown, which makes it 14-3 in the final minute of the first half there, This is Tom Brady talking about, unfortunately, our guy Jalen Johnson and what he guesses was the issue.
Love loading up, going deep, down the field, has a man, it's caught, touchdown, Bo Melton and the Pack.
Just an absolute mix-up in coverage, it's zone, and here's Melton in the slot. It's a kind of a variation of cover two, but there's nobody on the back half of the field. And that's where Melton gets to. Love feels it. Enough time in the pocket with the pressure for Love to sit on his back foot and drop a dime right before half.
Pretty amazing. Bo Melton, who they try to convert to a quarterback this year. He hasn't been involved in the offense. It's only his third catch, his first touchdown since 2023. But that's a biggie from up top from 45, and it's 14-3.
It's a zone coverage by the Bears defense, and it looks like too deep. But when Byard sinks in, Jalen Johnson needs to take his place in that back half of the field. When he gets nosy with Jaden Reed, then Melton gets behind it. And you look at Love surveying the field. Nobody really pressuring him all the time downfield. And he's got a great three ball. That moon ball that I love drops it in from the upper deck. And his receivers run underneath it.
That was pretty. Here's Blackwell in return for Chicago.
There's a couple things in there that are interesting to me. One, right, Reed flies up the seam, and it looks like Jalen jumps him, but I'm not an expert on coverages. It just felt like he didn't get enough depth, because if he had gotten enough depth, he could have made a play on both guys, and instead of kind of being stuck in between, I'd love to know what was supposed to happen on that play.
Don't
and
you
maybe,
think-
maybe DA will say something about it later on this week.
I bet he won't, because Ben didn't today. Ben was talked about it today and flat out said there was a mix up in coverage, but wouldn't say who it was.
Yeah,
I think that was deference to Jalen.
I think so too.
Battled to come back.
Yeah, because I don't suspect that Byard and or Brisker both got it wrong. Like I hate to say I saw it like Tom, because obviously I can't.
No,
but
you did. I can say you did in real time in the thread. And Tom saw it that way, and then Big Z this morning in 10 Thoughts guessed the exact same thing, and then Ben didn't want to go there. And I thought Adam Hoge on the show about an hour ago saying that Jalen Johnson didn't play in camp and hasn't been able to practice much, and if he was asked to do something like that, like, hey, Jalen, you got to drop back and be the other half of the safety, that's a different role than Jalen has had for the entirety of his career.
He looked a little out of it the entire game. And whether it was the way he was lined up or the way he was moving, I don't know if he was completely comfortable physically or mentally with what was going on inside of the game. He, like, that guy has great instincts, right? So seeing him not look like he has great instincts was jarring yesterday. When we've seen this team be ball hawks, we've seen them go get it, whether it's Nashawn Wright or Byard. We've seen Jaquan Brisker have a couple of brilliant moments playing safety as well. And obviously, like, we've seen Jalen be great. It just looked like I was watching a guy who wasn't quite with it yesterday. And I was concerned, honestly. Like, I was sitting there going, is he all right? Because he looked a step slow to me, too.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe that's because you're caught in between on some of this stuff, and you're fighting some of your instincts in being asked to do different stuff.
Well, there were a couple times. One is the big Josh Jacobs run before the touchdown to go up 28-21, where Jalen kind of reached out with an arm tackle that looked like either a business decision or not quite being ready to offer his full body, or however you want to say that.
And I look, ordinarily Jalen is in this time slot, so I don't want it to just seem like I'm giving excuses for him, but I do wonder in that moment, is he seeing Jarvon Dexter and thinking, I'm going to get crunched on this play by my own teammate. Either way, that ends up being a huge play that he didn't make.
It does. And there, I mean, there was another moment. There was a Jaden Reed end around earlier when the Bears were down 14-11 after the Manungai touchdown, that there were some arm tackles missed. And then that's when Jordan Love showed his
moxie.
Yeah. I mean, this is a guy who sat behind Aaron Rodgers for 3 years, and now he's in year six. He's got a lot more experience than Caleb. It's a lot, and he's really damn smart. They were in man defense for several plays in a row, and just before this play, Jordan Love saw that and signaled to his guy, Christian Watson.
Because you're man up against C.J. Gardner-Johnson, and yeah, it's not really what he does. Like, he can do it, but that's not what he's out there to do.
This is Tom Brady on that play.
Love on a play fake. Quick throw. Watson with the speed. Uh-oh! Christian Watson in a foot race, and he's going to win it. Touchdown, Green Bay.
Great execution. A three-man, man-beater concept. Reed runs a diagonal, and then Christian Watson on Gardner-Johnson on the slant. And that's just the open space. You put all those bodies at the line of scrimmage like the Bears defense did, and there's nothing at the second level. All it takes is a good release, a good accurate throw with run after catch, and then Watson takes it to the crib. I love the command that Jordan Love has here. He sees all three corners matched up. He knows it's cover one. Watch the little hand signal right there. Okay, this is, we're going to change the route. You see Christian Watson signal it to Dobbs, communicate it. Perfect man beater, that inside slant, and with no help inside, they said all it is, put that ball 1 foot in front of the numbers to your speedy receiver, and then let him take it to the house.
Look, that's high-level quarterback play. That's like 300-level stuff. I don't know. We're not watching.
And receiver play.
Yeah, for sure. Absolutely having that relationship. We don't know if a second-year guy like Drake May is doing that. I haven't seen it enough. I don't watch those games enough. I don't know if a second-year guy like Bo Nix is doing that. I haven't seen it enough. I don't believe that Caleb is necessarily ready to do that. We haven't seen it yet. But, I mean, that's a guy in year six who sat behind Aaron Rodgers for 3 years.
Let me ask another Jalen hypothetical. If it's 100% Jalen, is he with Christian Watson?
That's a great question, and it ties the issues together here. I think Jalen, we know for a fact, he has said so, that he dreams of that role. Just go ahead. You cover him.
I mean, they get on him. They've got guys that can run. Reed can run. Dobbs can run. So, I mean, it's but he's, I think, their most electric receiver. Watson, I think, he's their most electric guy.
Yep.
So is that one of those things where DA's like, I would love to put Jalen on him, but he's not quite where he needs to be, and we don't have Kyler, so you know CJ's done a great job.
Yeah.
So let's hope we don't get caught.
Yeah,
and they got caught.
And I don't know if there was motion that messed things up and caused a switch, but CJ's not the guy you want on Christian Watson in man like that. He's not. I think DA got caught. DA got caught by a very good veteran quarterback who elevates them. Packers are good, man.
They are. And Jordan Love yesterday, his numbers were pretty spectacular. He did have the kind of interception, but he ends the game with incredible numbers and played one hell of a game.
And the Bears defense has been really good in tackling this year, whether you look at PFF or, you know, Pro Football Reference has missed tackles, however you look at it.
Or just, I mean, you don't even need
your eye test.
Yeah, the eye test will tell you. Like, they took on Jalen and they took on Saquon last week. And
yeah.
They tackle people.
Yeah, they do. And I thought DeMarco Jackson got run through a couple of times yesterday. You know, it's good to see TJ Edwards back. But, yeah, there were some missed tackles that were costly yesterday.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.